Labas and good afternoon. This is Kęstutis Reividas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial and, of course, on the World Wide Web at ktym.com. You can listen live anywhere.
Šilta naktis, bet mėnulis šaltas, lipni šviesa, sminga į asfaltą. Apšviestas kambarys su grindim, ten gyvena Ernestas ir kvepuoja mirtim.
Thanks again for tuning in to Independent Lithuanian Radio this afternoon. We have some sad news, and I'm going to officially read you a announcement. It says, it is with great sadness that we send this to let you know that Danutė Moore's mother, Mrs. Vlada Tumminienė, passed away on the morning of March 31st. She was a long-standing member of the Daughters of Lithuania and continued to support the Daughters of Lithuania by always attending the fundraising events. Her funeral mass will be Monday, that's this Monday, April 7th, at St. Casimir's Church, which of course is at the corner of Griffith Park Boulevards and St. George Streets in the Los Feliz Silver Lake area. Again, her funeral mass will be Monday, April 7th at St. Casimir's Church, and the burial will follow at Forest Lawn in Glendale. After that, there'll be a luncheon. And again, this announcement comes from the Daughters of Lithuania, from Daria and Vilija. And now I will add my own comments. I went to school with Vlada Tumminienė's son, and I remember her many times scolding us for making too much noise in the garage. You know, we used to hang out in the garage and sneak a beer or two and play rock and roll music, listen to the Doors, those of you who are of that generation, and again, you know, raise a little bit of heck. And Vlada would come in there and shake her finger at us and say, "I know what you boys are doing. Don't think you're getting away with it." So I remember her fondly. And in the recent past, she's been in a wheelchair, but you'd see her at Lietuvių dienos. You'd see her at church. You'd see her at events. And as Daria and Vilija wrote, she attended everything and supported everything, and even though she was in a wheelchair. I don't think I mentioned his name. Her son, Alvidas, again, Alvidas Tumminas, and I went to St. Casimir's together back when St. Casimir's School, you know, the classrooms actually had an ongoing school with Lithuanian classes every day and Lithuanian nuns. I don't know how many of you know that or remember that, but that went on. And again, we were close friends. We would, you know, go to, when we turned 16, we got a driver's license, and we would go together places, and always had a watch out for Vlada Tumminienė looking over our shoulder, making sure we weren't going to get ourselves into too much trouble. So may she rest in peace. I remember her, and we remember her fondly. A couple of announcements. Today at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a Lent retreat will be led by Virgilius Grigutis at the St. Casimir's Church. That's a traditional Lent retreat at 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's in about an hour at St. Casimir's Church, led by Kunigas Virgilius Grigutis. And on May 3rd, in about a month, May 3rd, the Baltic American Freedom Awards Banquet, the Baltic American Freedom Awards Banquet will be held at the Lithuanian Hall, the Upper Hall, at 7 o'clock in the evening. And the main speaker will be Congressman Ed Royce of Orange County. So that'll be very interesting. Main speaker, Congressman, and our guest, Ed Royce of Orange County. Of course, there will be dinner, dancing, and entertainment. For reservations, call Marita at 818-321-1811. That's Marita at 818-321-1811. One more time, Baltic American Freedom Awards Banquet, 7 o'clock in the evening on May 3rd, with special guest and main speaker, Congressman Ed Royce of Orange County. Dinner, dancing, and entertainment. Marita for reservations at 818-321-1811. And now I want to take a minute, maybe or two, to tell you about a fundraising event we had for a special needs school, a school for at-risk children that was going to be shut down in the northern part of Lithuania, Žemaičių Kalvarija. And, you know, the reason this is special for me is because my father came from there, and back in 1991, I took him up there to visit and to, you know, to see where he spent much of his youth. And it was a very moving experience, but, you know, I won't get into that because I could talk about that forever. Bottom line is I sort of got attached to the town. I visit there, not every time I go to Lithuania, but often. And I was warmly received there. The town is famous, by the way, for a huge pilgrimage every year. So if you have a computer, look up Žemaičių Kalvarija, and you'll find out about the town. But anyway, the state of Lithuania is broke. They were going to shut down the school. You know, the school took care of these, sons and daughters of dysfunctional families, alcoholics and the like. And because of the fundraising event held at the Viscontu home, thank you so much to the Viscontai, who have a beautiful home in the Las Vilas district near near St. Casimir's, for allowing us to use the facility, in other words, the home, for the event. A lot of people participated, and not only did we raise enough money to keep the school open for the season, we exceeded our goal. So that's a good thing. We'll figure out what to do with the extra funds. There's too many people that gave to mention and take up all the time, but I wanted to thank the Viscontai for allowing their home to be used, and I want to thank all the people who participated and donated. One thing that you should all know is that hopefully the state will restore funding for the school next season. Finally, before we go to break, on a lighter note, we always give you the weather in Lithuania. And tonight, it's 31 degrees in Vilnius, the capital of Lithuania. So it's a little colder than it was last week, with lows in the 30s for the next couple of days, and fluctuating between the 40s and the 30s at night. And during the day, pretty pleasant, as a matter of fact. Monday should be about 60 degrees, and Thursday it'll drop down to 48, but by next weekend, again, it should be in the high 50s, in the capital of Lithuania with some light rain. We'll be right back. By the way, today we're featuring the folk rock music of the Lithuanian band, very popular band, Skylė, or roughly translated hole. That's what it means, hole, like a hole in the wall. Hole, Skylė. Now on to a couple of news stories from Lithuania. NATO Northern Group discusses Ukraine ahead of Wales summit. Of course, this is ongoing and worrisome to people, even though it appears that some troops are withdrawing from the border of Ukraine, those are Russian troops. This past March 31st through the 1st of April, Lithuanian Defense Policy Director, Dr. Vaidotas Urbelis, attended a meeting of the Northern Group Defense Policy Directors in Oslo, where officials discussed the security situation in Ukraine and Northern Europe ahead of the NATO summit in Wales this coming September. Representatives of 12 NATO member states agreed to coordinate increased assistance to Ukraine in the defense sector. Ukraine needs our help like never before. We must carry on with ongoing joint projects with Ukraine. One of them is the formation of the Joint Lithuanian, Polish, and Ukrainian Brigade, Urbelis commented. Urbelis pointed out that a concrete plan must be drafted ahead of the Wales NATO summit in September. He also highlighted that Northern and East European countries are the threshold of NATO and underscored the importance of developing NATO infrastructure to protect that region. The Northern Group comprises 12 states: Denmark, Estonia, Iceland, the UK, Latvia, Poland, the Kingdom of the Netherlands, Norway, Finland, Sweden, and Germany. Now, the president of Lithuania, President Grybauskaitė, had the State of the Union address, or the State of the Nation address, this past week. Now, it's way too lengthy. It's way too lengthy. But basically, the words freedom, independence, sovereignty, territorial integrity, and peace have garnered new value, she said in the speech. After living for more than half a century in peace and concord, for which she received the Nobel Prize, Europe is facing aggression again. War and occupation are no longer just historical terms used in textbooks. They have become a real threat on the continent of Europe, she said in her State of the Nation address. As we live through events in Ukraine, we realize once again just how fragile freedom can be. And I want to share with you her closing remarks because, they're quite moving. My dear fellow people, she said, Lithuania is the most beautiful and the very best country in the world, and it will become our home of prosperity and well-being if we have faith in Lithuania. The defenders of January 13th gave us a unique opportunity to build the state ourselves, not to sell it or give it away to others. Therefore, we need to do more than wear a forget-me-not lapel pin in order to remember the price of freedom. Each of us must consolidate freedom through our life's work. Just like you, I want to see Lithuania independent, transparent, democratic, and respected in the world, and fair to all. Let us be proud of our unique country, and let us work to make it even stronger wherever we might be. Today, we must all stand together. Different generations from post-war years, Soviet times, transformation periods, and the age of independence. We must all stand in unity, the best minds, responsible business people, and transparent political forces. If we have faith in Lithuania and we act together, we will continue to be successful. Faith in Lithuania is our common strength, which was tested by concentration camps, deportations, occupations, blockades, and downturns. I say thank you to all who believe in and work for Lithuania's freedom. Those are the closing remarks of President Dalia Grybauskaitė in her State of the Union address in Lithuania. In the meantime, I remind you that directly east of Lithuania, the longest common border is with Belarus. And Belarus is aligned with Moscow. Now, Belarus is actively developing its Astravyets nuclear power plant, a position that is not acceptable to Lithuania, according to Evaldas Ignatavičius, Lithuania's ambassador in Minsk. He said in an interview, Evaldas said he would not guess how the economic situation in Russia, which is financing the Astravyets plant, might affect the project, but noted that funding from construction to closure and waste management was among the International Atomic Energy Agency's criteria for safe development of nuclear power plants. Even though the environmental impact assessment process with Lithuania and the European Commission under the what's known as the ESPO Convention is not over yet, to our knowledge, the project is being actively developed. It has been publicly announced that in the period between October 2013 and February 2014, Belarus issued 2 licenses and issued a decree on the start of construction of the nuclear reactor. This is not acceptable to the Lithuanian side, he said. Lithuania seeks to prevent unsafe nuclear power plants from being built in neighboring countries, and Lithuania's leaders have repeatedly raised the issue of nuclear safety and environmental standards at EU and other international meetings, the ambassador added. The Astravyets site is only 50 kilometers from Vilnius. I repeat, it's only 50 kilometers from Vilnius. That's about, a 30-minute drive. Under the International Conventions on Nuclear Liability that Belarus has signed, the maximum amount of liability in case of a nuclear accident to be paid by the plant's operator on the Belarusian state, or the Belarusian state if the operator does not have sufficient funds, will amount to a mere 400 million euros. This is meager. A meager amount of money is the maximum that residents of Belarus and surrounding countries, including Lithuania, could claim in total, according to Eversus. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Linas Linkevičius asked his Belarusian counterpart, Vladimir Makey, during their meeting in late February, to urge his country's experts to provide Lithuania with all the answers regarding the project. Lithuanian President Dalia Grybauskaitė said in her speech during the nuclear security summit in The Hague back on March 25th that, quote, there should be no compromise when it comes to nuclear safety. And in the meantime, from Russia, here's a story dated April 4th, Russia to block more trade with Lithuania. On Friday, Lithuania's Prime Minister Algirdas Butkevičius charged Director of the State of Food and Veterinary Service, Jonas Milius, with the duty to immediately solve the technical problems that were the reason for the planned Russian embargo on all kinds of prefabricated meat products from Lithuania starting on April 7th. On Friday morning, Lithuania's Prime Minister and Minister of Agriculture, Vigidijus Jukna, and Director of the State Food and Veterinary Service, and the Director of the Lithuanian Meat Processors Association, discussed the current situation and made the very first decisions. After the meeting, Milius specified that the restrictions were to be imposed only on pork and its byproducts, and that there were to be no restrictions on other types of meat. The director of the VMVT has to take various measures on the technical level while speaking with Russia's Federal Service for Veterinary Supervision. Moreover, he has to inform the European Commission, EC, what he is doing on a technical level when the isolation of the so-called risk zone where the African swine fever was detected will be ended. And of course, the VMVT has to take the control of the existing risk. You know, I hate the way they translate this, and I hope it's making sense to you. The Prime Minister and the Minister of Agriculture were sure that Russia's ban on pork from Lithuania was related to the sanitary aspects and not for political reasons this time. We think this was due to technical reasons, said the Prime Minister. Everything started when two focuses of the African swine fever were detected in Lithuania. And of course, this has to be solved on a technical level, said the Minister of Agriculture. And of course, if the swine fever was really truly found, you want to take care of this stuff. The government hopes to solve this problem within a period of 60 days. This is a term given to the bilateral negotiations before turning to the World Trade Organization, or the WTO. At first, there are 60 days of talks and negotiations, said Butkevičius. According to the Prime Minister, Lithuania could not directly negotiate with Russia. Therefore, the country's institutions had to actively cooperate with both sides. So far, this is a quote, so far the bilateral negotiations are impossible because the EC is negotiating. I think that this would be treated as a violation of the Lisbon Agreement, added Butkevičius. So anyway, in the long run, Russia is threatening to boycott or block trade of Lithuanian processed meat products, especially pork, and because of swine fever rather than for political reasons. Here's a report that came out of Athens midday yesterday. Europe must stand united as Russia challenges the continent's resolve over the Ukrainian crisis unfolding on its eastern borders, Lithuania's top diplomat told news services on Friday. Russia is challenging our unity, our way to handle the crisis, said Foreign Minister Lena Slynkevičius in an interview on the sidelines of a meeting with his European Union counterparts. Slynkevičius, whose Baltic nation, Lithuania, was absorbed for half a century into the Soviet Union, remained hopeful that Russia would de-escalate the crisis, but said, quote, "We do not see any signals yet." He said Europe needs to stand firm in its support for Ukraine and refuse to recognize the annexation of Crimea. Asked whether the EU should think twice about clinching economic cinching economic and security deals with Georgia and Moldova that could infuriate Russia, Slynkevičius said, quote, "No, I think vice versa. If we do not do what we are supposed to do, then that would increase tensions," he added. "Concessions are not perceived as a good gesture. Unfortunately, this would be perceived as weakness by Moscow." Now, here's a story for you. I remember covering her arrest back a couple, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, was it? Lithuanian woman acquitted of suicide bombing plot. An appeals court has acquitted a Lithuanian woman who was convicted by a lower court of plotting a suicide bombing against an undetermined Russian military target. Agla Kusaita was arrested back in 2009 on suspicion of links to radical Islamist groups, including Chechen militants, and sentenced to 10 months in prison in 2013 for engaging in terrorist activities. But the appeals court overturned her conviction yesterday, saying that even though Kusaita had expressed an intention to commit terrorist acts, she had no concrete plans. Prosecutors claimed the 24-year-old had received orders to blow herself up at a military target in Russia. And there we end it, ladies and gentlemen, because we've run out of time. This is Kęstutis Reivydas for Independent Lithuanian Radio here on KTYM 1460 on your AM dial. And for those of you listening around the world or around the state or out of town, thank you again for tuning in to KTYM.com. Bye-bye.
Nuo vaikystės aš eilėraščius myliu, bet šitą pastatą saugau ir tyliu.